Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Thursday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive later on today at 4 o'clock. Anyway, forget about that. Well, don't forget about it. I mean, anyway, it doesn't matter. We begin, of course, with the Carabao Cup, where Erik ten Hag's Manchester United beat Nottingham Forest in a massive semi to reach the final at Wembley. The match, of course, was live on TalkSport. Here's the reaction.
Watch out, Wembley. United are heading back to where they once belong. A comprehensive win over Nottingham Forest over two legs. It will be a battle of two clubs who are bidding to end trophy droughts.
We are in the right direction. You see, first half today was a lot to go, but also I think it was quite professional. If you go with a clean sheet in the dressing room, but also what I see, and I'm critical, I know, but we allow them two chances, and that make them, when they score them, they are back in the game. So we had to avoid that, but second half I was much more happy, and of course when you can bring that impulse from the bench, that's great, but I think already the second half in general was a much higher tempo.
On now to Forest gaffer Stevie Cooper.
We've not played brilliant on stages like this away from home. Tonight was a better performance, so I've always got to look deeper than the result. Obviously the result will be the most important, and we'll write the narratives and give you the questions to ask, and rightly so, but I've got to answer them, and then I've got to look a bit deeper at the process of the performance. And tonight was a small step forward in playing better on a big stage, because Old Trafford is, and we will take confidence from that, we will take belief from that, because whoever we're playing, wherever we're playing, we do want to do certain things in terms of our identity, and tonight we did do that.
The Carabao Cup final on February the 26th will be Manchester United against Newcastle United, and it will be live on TalkSport.
Sera, sera, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see.
I think it's a brilliant final, I really do. I'm really looking forward to it personally. Obviously, one of my old clubs are there. I'm up at Newcastle to watch the West Ham game at the weekend, and the place, last time I went up to St James, is quite incredible, the atmosphere. It is in and around there, and both sets of fans all bring their voices, I think, to a massive occasion on the 26th.
It's good for Newcastle, it's good for the club. It's good to see a team come in with a good manager, an English manager.
Who cares what nationality is?
Because they're going to win something instead of it just being in the same old, Man United win a Carabao Cup, or Man City win something, Liverpool win something. No, we've got Newcastle in a final. It's good for football. Instead of just seeing the usual. Let's go to Jason, who's a Newcastle fan, phoning us from Australia. All right, Jace?
Jason, you make me ashamed to have the same first name as you. Every bit of rubbish you've carried on about in the last 15 minutes is anti-football. You look at it, you want Man United, who have won everything forever. You want them to win a cup to make the end result of something so far from a fairy tale, just the same old, same old. And all of your bias towards Newcastle, I am sick to death of hearing people bang on about how we're buying ourselves success.
No, you said that.
We have spent less than most of the
Premier League. I just said that.
Yeah, but all of this rubbish about Man United as a Chelsea supporter, you're a disgrace.
We could have a top, 7 and 8 or top 9 every year. You've got Arsenal, Spurs, Chelsea, Liverpool, City, Man U, Newcastle.
It does feel like there's more
Everton,
in the mix.
If they get the right people in, like if Everton get the right people in.
I think we're going to get another Champions League. I think we're going to get another Champions League spot. I actually genuinely think that the Premier League's going to have 5 Champions League
spots.
Yeah, I do.
And how's that going to go down across Well, across Europe.
It is what it is. There's too many big teams spending too much money. There's so much money. There's too many good sides.
It's going to go down, mate.
It's not a big six anymore, and you're fighting for four spaces. The Premier League's look how much money they're spending.
Yeah.
There's going to be, I'm telling you, in the next four, five seasons,
Five spots to England.
I think there's going to be five Champions League spots.
What the dross are you going to get rid of to replace?
Well, who's going out? Rangers.
Terrible. Now, here's former Liverpool midfielder Danny Murphy slamming United boss Erik ten Hag for criticising Andy Carroll after the Reading forward injured Christian Eriksen in the FA Cup. That's weird, isn't it? Oh, yeah, of course, Andy Carroll used to play for Liverpool.
I've been very lucky. I've worked under a couple of really good managers who just constantly insisted on not having a blame culture. Now, they might pull up a referee or pull up a bad tackle, fair enough. I'm not saying you can never do it. But generally, positivity. You know, like, let's get on with it. We've got Man United. We'll cope with it. We've got other players. Blah, blah, blah. Not start doing a list of... How many was he going to do? I mean, an elbow, Martinez at Palace.
For instance, wondering more when we in Crystal Palace, when there's an elbow on Martinez. I don't even know if it was a whistle for a free kick.
I saw it. It was next to nothing. Okay. It's like bringing that up. Come on. It's football in the Premier League.
Because it's Ten Hag.
I'd say the same with Klopp. I've sat on here with Simon. Klopp whinging. We've talked about Klopp whining.
Absolutely.
And I'd be the same with Klopp. It's not a Man United thing. Ten Hag's surpassed all expectation in my
I agree.
Done brilliant job. There's no hiding behind that. He's got so much right.
Okay.
But whinging, any manager that stands and starts whinging about players getting an elbow last week at Palace, I don't like it.
Now, here's Simon Jordan warning Liverpool that following Chelsea's huge spending during the transfer window, Clippity Klopp's Reds may have to break the bank to sign Jude Bellingham.
They're talking about Bellingham now. I mean, obviously Dortmund are going to be sitting there rubbing their hands because of the situation that Liverpool find themselves in. If Liverpool can raise the cash, then I think it's an interesting location for him to go because he could be really part of a regeneration. And with the legacy of that football club and Klopp in his pomp, I would like to see him there. But I think you could get... I mean, I hate this sort of conversation because it's like, how much can you pay for this ridiculous set of values that people put on footballers? But if you're going to talk about people like this kid going from Benfica for 105 million, then you're looking at Bellingham and all that goes with him, you're starting to move into the territory of 125 to 150 million quid.
Hmm.
And they won't be asking for it on the drip either. The Dortmund will be sitting there saying, we've got a load of suitors, so you pay it and you pay it now.
Quite rightly.
Mm-hmm.
Quite rightly.
And Birmingham will be in for that.
And following Everton's failure to sign any players, Danny Murphy doesn't think new manager Sean Dyche can save the Toffees.
At the moment, nothing coming out of Everton. And I think Evertonians tonight, what, is Sean Dyche going to be the only signing this January?
It's the striking thing that shocked me because they're not going to get a 20-goal-a-season striker going to Everton in a relegation fight. But some presence up there, somebody they can get the ball up to, somebody they can get crosses in the box to help Calvert-Lewin. Because Mopai, not up to it, I'm afraid. He's been playing Damari Gray at times, central striker. He's better out wide where he can run at people. A bit like the Rashford argument. You know, he's better when he's got the play in front of him. He's going at people, whipping crosses in, scoring, you know, goals from outside the box. So I was really surprised they didn't get a striker in. But if there wasn't one that they could afford or one that was willing to go, then what do you do? What do you do? There's only so many options.
I mean, is there enough in the squad for Dyche alone to steer Everton out of trouble?
I don't think so, no.
They're going down?
I think they've got a mountain to climb in that the next two games... You don't really fancy them, home to Arsenal and away at Liverpool. I know Liverpool aren't playing great, but a derby game at Anfield, Everton don't generally do very well in it. Well, they don't. I think it's a big ask for Sean Dyche. I think if he manages to keep them up with the squad he's got with no signings and how low on confidence they are, it would be not far off a miracle.
And here's Andy Jacobs going on a rant, there's a surprise, about Chelsea's spending during the transfer window.
Well, not bad, is it? We've spent 500 odd million since
August. Just shy of 600 million.
Just 600 million. We still haven't got a striker.
Yeah.
It's brilliant, isn't it? It's absolutely brilliant. The amazing thing is, it's not this window has been, as I was saying to Jim and Simon earlier, this window has been brilliant for Chelsea. It's been properly approached. They've addressed the needs they had in midfield and backup. Right back and all this sort of thing, and defender. But the problem is for them what they did in the summer. I mean, they've got four players that have been an absolute bust, and they're going to on big money, and they're going to have to somehow get rid of them. I feel for Potter. What's he supposed to do with this bloated squad when they all come back from injury?
Yeah.
Somehow, some of them are going to be going to have about three or four Winston Bogart. I mean, really, it's absolutely
a Winston Bogart 11. Winston Bogart was the player that that was signed, and we had this thing. It was him sort of lighting cigars with £50 notes. He barely played a game, did he?
Well, he had a contract, and they didn't want him, and he didn't want to go anywhere else, so he just sat tight.
Yeah.
And they had to pay him for 2 years, and this is what could happen.
Yeah.
And it's just there's a sort of element of, you know, the thing with Ziyech, it's amateur hour that. It's pathetic.
Yeah.
How would they have felt if Benfica had done that to them? And all that deal with Fernandes, and they went, oh, sorry, we sent the wrong document.
Yeah, we hadn't signed it. We did send the signed one.
So I do think, I mean, on the plus side for Chelsea fans, I mean, a lot of them are very defiant, so everybody else is jealous of them. But I think on the plus side, they should have a brilliant squad next season, but it's going to take a lot of pruning.
Danny, were you impressed by the business that Chelsea did in this window?
No, I think they're overpaying for players. And I still don't think the majority of their first 11 gets in anywhere near City's team. So, not really. No.
Well, they just signed a World Cup winner. I mean,
I've watched him. I did three of their games. I watched him live. He's decent. He's not 100 million. He's not 100 million. They've been absolutely bent over there. I mean,
but was Jack Grealish?
No. And that's the goal. But he's a good midfielder. He's tenacious. He's young. He gets on the ball. He's brave. But he's not Rodri. He's not Casemiro.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
And we finish with Jos Buttler's England winning the final ODI. Hurrah! Against South Africa. That's brilliant. It was over on TalkSport 2.
Oi, Goldsmith, it doesn't matter. We lost 2-1. South Africa won.
Oh, yeah, it makes no difference at all, does it? Anyway, just play the commentary.
Four gone, six for Archer. It is a superb return for England's man who's been in the wilderness, Jofra Archer. Walking the dogs. I think he's got six dogs. He's got six wickets to go along with him tonight. Terrific performance from him.
It's good being back. It's just a long run. This is a tick, a small tick, but I want to see who I am in April, June, July, you know, September. So this is just the start of the road.
A lot of people just wanted to see what Jofra Archer had after a long layoff. And the answer is he's not lost much. Got pace, direction, change-ups in decision making, and when it comes to it, X factor, the killer X factor that we're going to need in India to win the World Cup, potentially need in England to win the Ashes. Well, after 18 months out and two games back, boy, he doesn't look as though he's missed much.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today, alongside DB Sneaker Freak Darren Bent. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.